Hi, how are you doing? Thank you so much again because of your great voice and the great topic that you've chosen. The thing that I want to discuss is that goals are very important. You know, usually when I want to give my friends some advice, usually I talk about goals a lot because goals are very important. You know, the first thing is that why you want to learn English, why you want to do that, and there are lots of whys. You know, we have long-term whys, we have short-term whys, and both of them are very important. You know, for example, in English, why you want to learn English? For example, someone wants to learn English because of the business that he or she has, or someone wants to learn English because of she or he wants to go to have some visit around foreign countries and different stuffs. And yes, that's right. It's a peak of the mountain, so it's a long-term goal. So we can say, I want to learn English because of my business, because it's so vague and it's so far away. So mostly we have to ask ourselves why we want this goal. For example, when you ask yourself, okay, why do I need this for my job? And you will find a deeper meaning. And again, you ask again why, and you go deeper and deeper and deeper, and you find your purpose for that goal. And that's very important in my opinion. So what I want to say is that goals are super important, and we must have a deep goal, a very vivid goal, which is very important. We have to understand why we want to do things. For example, if someone wants to be an artist, why he or she wants to be an artist, and what's the purpose behind that, doing art. So, and of course, we need short-term goals. You know, short-term goals are very important because we need short-term goals because as a human being, we need winning, triumph, we can call. So it's very important to win and to make ourselves motivated. For example, if someone wants to learn English, they have to have some short-term goals. For example, after 2 or 3 weeks, or after, or for example, 1 month of studying English, what do you want from English? For example, someone may say, I want to hold our conversation about 5 minutes, or go to a restaurant and order something in English, or be able to read a graded book or something. So that's a short-term goal. That's very achievable. So if someone needs it, they can go and get it. And that's very important in my opinion. And as you said, it's very important to be focused on one thing. It's good to be focused on several things too, but main focus needs to be on one thing. I'm reading a book from Robert Greene. It is called Mastery. It's in English. You guys can download it. It's an amazing book. It's about this. We have three phase. The first one is apprehensorship, or being a student. The first phase is that, and we don't have any idea about the thing that we want to learn. For example, piano. We want to practice piano, we want to learn piano. So at first we don't know about the pedals, we don't know about the keyboard, we don't know about the chord, we don't know anything. So we sit behind the piano, we feel so awkward. And that's the first phase. Someone might come and teach us. We need someone to come and help us with that, and be or use some videos or books and different stuff to understand it. We need help in this phase. But when we get to the second phase, we know the basics, and when we know the basics, that's where we can find our own style of doing that thing. For example, piano or art or jobs, different stuff. So we went, when we get there and we find our own style and practice it a lot, we can go for mastery. And it takes lots of time, lots of time. So being a master, we need, as a human being, we need mastery in some aspect of our life, you know. We need it. For example, a person without mastery in anything, I believe that they're wasting their time, they're just passing times, they don't have any dreams, and they're so in the herd, we can call. They're following the herd, they're just passing the time, and they're failing all the time. So mastery is very important, as you said, and it's important to achieve mastery and go to a different aspect. For example, in English, if you want to be great at English, you have to achieve mastery in English and then go for another language. Because if you start another language, it's going to be so tough to be mastered in English, because your focus is separated. You have to share some of your focus for that mutual goal. So it's very, very tough to achieve it, achieve that mastery. It's not impossible, but it's very tough. So I talked a lot. Sorry, I got very excited about the goal, about the topic that you talked. And thank you so much again. And I hope to hear more from you. See ya. Bye.